KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Windy and 46. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Thursday, March 22nd. News sponsored by Chickasha Monument Company, the First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Windy and warm today, looking for a high about 75. Fire danger will be elevated as we'll have south-southeast winds gusting to about 30. A Chickasha state representative continues calling for the rollback of tax cuts to energy companies. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923, we have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
Chickasha State Representative David Pearman has long supported a rollback of tax cuts provided to oil and gas companies in recent years. In this week's media column, Pearman writes that the tax cuts provided not only to energy companies but also to high-wage earners over the last 10 years have cost the state nearly $1.5 billion each of those years. He says that amount alone would pay for tax hikes for teachers and school support employees, as well as pay increases for state workers. Pearman, a Democrat, also writes that a Republican gubernatorial candidate supports a tax hike on oil companies. He writes that State Auditor and Inspector Gary Jones says if Oklahoma citizens have to pay a 5% income tax rate, why shouldn't oil companies have to pay 5% gross production tax? Pearman suggests state lawmakers need to do what it takes to make Oklahoma better for its citizens. A Rush Springs man accused of sexting messages to a 14-year-old girl. 44-year-old William Chad Puckett facing two felony counts of lewd or indecent acts to a child. A warrant had been issued for Puckett's arrest last month after it's alleged he sent text messages that were sexual in nature to the middle school student. Puckett is a friend of the girl's family. He'd been doing some remodeling work at their home. It's also alleged that Puckett flirted with the girl and touched her buttocks while he was at their house. Prosecutors have also filed a charge of possession of a firearm after conviction against Puckett. He remains in jail in lieu of a $110,000 bond. The second woman accused of incest out of Stevens County has pleaded guilty to lesser charges in connection with the case. 26-year-old Misty Spann, the daughter of Patricia Spann, they were married in Lawton 2 years ago. Misty Spann has pleaded guilty to a charge of attempting to obtain by false pretenses. She may not have to spend any time in jail, though. A judge issued her a 10-year deferred sentence to include 2 years of supervised probation. She originally pleaded guilty to the incest charge last November, where she also received a 10-year deferred sentence but withdrew her guilty plea. The mother, Patricia Spann, pleaded guilty last week to incest and was sentenced to 10 years in prison with all but 2 years suspended, and she will have to register as a sex offender. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
The efforts of a Chickasha woman working to preserve African-American history in the region got a nice boost this week. Some new electronic security gates have been installed that completes a metal fence around the Verdon Separate School. The school is the first phase of a project started a number of years ago by local historian Loretta Jackson. The funding for the gates was provided by an organization called Tribal Administrative Services. Kelly Lewis of Chickasha is a consultant with the group.
She told me the story of the Verdon Separate School, and it's a beautiful story, and you know, she has worked so hard just to get that facility where it is and to realize her vision. And the one thing that she needed was a secure facility, and what she needed were gates on her fence, you know. And so we looked high and we looked low for grant funding, for federal funding, and we just couldn't find anything, with it getting so tight nowadays.
But Lewis managed to find some funding for the gates, and they were installed this week. They are solar powered and they can be be put on a timer. Jackson ecstatic when she found out about the project and is thankful for Lewis's help. In just a few weeks, candidates will be flocking to county and state election boards to file for public offices that'll be up for election this fall. The three-day filing period is Wednesday, April 11th through Friday, April 13th. In Grady County, county offices up for election include District 1 and District 3 County Commissioners, where Wendell Hardy and Ralph Baird currently serve. Also, Grady County Treasurer, which is Robin Burton right now, and Assessor Barry Firestone's office will be on the ballot, too. State offices up for election include all state representatives and, of course, Governor and Lieutenant Governor, along with the other state offices. A longtime deputy with the Grady County Clerk's Office is retiring. Georgia Farrell has been the county's purchasing agent for many years. It's a very detailed job with lots of responsibilities, according to County Clerk Sharon Shoemake. It includes searching for vendors and equipment items, maintaining accurate inventory records, and making sure offices follow competitive bidding laws. A retirement celebration to thank Georgia for her 20 years of service is coming up next Friday, March 30th, from 2 until 3:30, inside courtroom number 1 at the courthouse. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $65.17 a barrel. London-based Brent crude up to $69.47. Natural gas dips to $2.64 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,334 and silver $16.52. Obituaries today include 83-year-old Wilma Allen of Tuttle. Funeral will be at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. Our weather forecast, warm and windy today. We are looking for a high about 75, and we'll have south-southeast winds gusting to 30 at times, so fire danger will be elevated. There's a bit of smoke in the air, and that could be from a prescribed burn that's been held down at the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. Right now, it's fair and 46 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Red buds are blooming. The grass is turning green. It's a beautiful time of the year for some. For others with allergies, not so much. DeHart Air Conditioning can't stop your allergies, but they can give a little relief by containing the allergens in your home. Schedule an inspection of your current system and learn how the trained professionals at DeHart can help your comfort system help you be healthier this allergy season. DeHart Air Conditioning, 224-0184.
In sports, after a few days off for spring break, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team returning to action the next couple of days. The Chicks traveling to Tecumseh for a non-district game this afternoon. The Chicks are 3-8, while the Savages are 5-5, and they've won 5 of their last 6 games. The Tuttle Tigers stay perfect with an opening win at the Tuttle baseball tournament. Tuttle downing Lawton Ike 9-1 to improve to 11-0, and they will play another unbeaten team today. Latta, the number 3 ranked team in Class 2A, is 5-0. Latta also beat Lawton Ike yesterday. The Blanchard Lions won again in Tucson, the Lions beating Canyon del Oro 14-4, and they are now 3-0 in the tournament they're playing in at the South Point Lancer Classic out in Arizona. The USAO Drover baseball team get back in the win column with an 8-6 road win at Southwestern College in Winfield, Kansas yesterday. The 8th-ranked Drovers trail 3-0 and 5-2 before erupting for 5 runs in the 5th inning. Sooner Athletic Conference Player of the Week Kenny Rivera tied the game with a 2-RBI single. Henry Rodriguez had the game-winning hit, which also was a 2-RBI single. Corey Kornick picked up the win in relief, throwing 3 2/3 of shutout ball, giving up just 1 hit and striking out 2. Angel Reyes got the save, allowing 1 run on 2 hits with 3 strikeouts. USAO off today, and they will host Panhandle State University in a 3-game Sooner Athletic Conference series that starts tomorrow. And the USAO softball team also hosting Panhandle State this weekend. The 3rd-ranked Drovers will host doubleheaders both Friday and Saturday at Bill Smith Ballpark. College basketball, the Oklahoma State Cowboys have had their season come to an end as they lost to Western Kentucky 92-84 in the quarterfinals in the NIT in Stillwater last night. The Cowboys end the season with a 21-15 record under first-year coach Mike Boynton. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and Chickasha Monument Company.